really think this is okay?
Well, Ross and Emily aren't going to use it.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh. You know, I don't know if I feel right about this.
Oh, my, no one can. This is the honeymoon suite. The room expects sex. The room would be disappointed if it didn't get sex. All the other honeymoon suites would think it was a loser.
Okay.
Emily?
Nope, not under here.
You didn't find her?
No, I've looked everywhere.
Well, you couldn't have looked everywhere or else you would have found her.
Yeah, I think we should keep looking.
Yeah, for about 30 minutes.
Or 45.
Wow, in 45 minutes you could find her twice.
Oh, for all I know, she's trying to find me, but couldn't because I kept moving around. Well, from now on, I'm staying in one place. Right here.
Well, it's getting late.
Yeah, we're gonna go. Well, actually, do you guys mind staying here for a while?
We gotta get up early and catch that plane to New York.
Yeah, it's a very large plane.
That's cool.
But we'll stay here with you.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate this, you know, but you don't need to rub my butt.
We have to leave for New York in an hour.
I know. I've been looking at those doors. They look pretty soundproof, don't you think?
We can't do that. That's insane. I mean, A, he could wake up. And B, you know, let's go for it.
Emily? Emily? Emily?
No.
She's not with us.
We've come for her things.
Where is she?
She's in hiding. She's utterly humiliated. She doesn't want to see you ever again.
We're very sad that it didn't work out between you and Emily. Monkey. But I think you're absolutely delicious.
Excuse me. I'm standing right here.
Oh, yes. There you are.
Bye, Gala.
Hold on. Look, your daughter and I are supposed to leave tonight for our honeymoon. Now, you tell her that I'm going to be at that airport, and I hope that she'll be there, too. Oh, yeah, I said Rachel's name, but it didn't mean anything, okay? She's just a friend, that's all. Now, look, just tell Emily that I love her and that I can't imagine spending my life with anyone else. Please, promise me that you'll tell her that.
All right. I'll tell her. Come on, bugger face.
Call me.
You spend half your life in the bathroom. Why do you never go out that bloody window?
Maybe it's best we never got to do it again.
Yeah, it kind of makes that one night special. You know, technically, we still are over international waters.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Maybe I'll see you there in a bit.
Okay. Can I ask you something?
No.
Felicity and I, we're watching My Giant, right? And I was thinking, I'm never going to be as good an actor as that giant. Do you think I'm just wasting my life with this acting thing?
No.
I mean, the giant's like 5 years younger than me, you know? You think I'll ever get there?
Yes.
Thanks, man.
Okay, man.
But what about how much taller he is than me? I mean, there's no way I can make myself taller now. You know? And who knows what science will come up with in the future. But, Chandler, what if I die an unsuccessful, regular-sized man? Hey, Monica. Why, you've been in the bathroom for like a half hour.
I know.
Had the beef tips, huh?
You ate meat. You had sex.
No, we didn't.
I know you didn't. I was talking about Monica.
Phoebe, I did not have sex.
Oh, this pregnancy is throwing me all off. Huh. And making me fat.
All right, I'm going to go say hi to the chick and the duck.
Oh, me too.
Why would you need to say hi to him? You've been feeding him for 4 days.
Oh, right. Maybe I'll just go home.
Well, we certainly are alone.
Yes, good thing we had that not New York rule.
Right. Listen, since we're on that subject, I just wanted to tell you that, I was going through a really hard time in London. What with my brother getting married and that guy thinking I was Ross's mother.
Right.
Well, anyway, that night meant a lot to me, and I guess I'm trying to say thanks.
Oh. You know, that night meant a lot to me, too. And it wasn't because I was in a bad place or anything. It just meant a lot to me because you're really hot. Is that okay?
That's okay.
And I'm cute, too.
And you're cute, too.
Thank you. All right, I gotta go unpack.
Okay.
Bye. I'm still on London time. Does that count?
Oh, that counts.
Oh, good.
Rach! Rach!
Hi!
What are you doing here?
Well, I've been on standby for a flight home for hours. Oh. Oh, so no sign of Emily, huh?
Not yet.
So, what time are you supposed to leave?
This is the last call for flight 1066 to Athens. The last call.
Pretty soon, I guess.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't understand. I mean, how could she do this? Am I like a complete idiot for thinking she'd actually show up?
No, you're not an idiot. You're a guy very much in love.
Same difference.
Passengers for flight 1066 to Athens should now be on board.
I get it! Well, that's that.
No, you know what? I think you should go.
What?
Yeah, I do. I think you should go by yourself, get some distance, clear your head. I think it would be really good.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on, Ross. I think it would be really good for you.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I can't even believe her. You know what? I am going to go.
Good.
Why not?
Right.
Right?
Right.
You know, thanks.
Okay, I'll see you back at home. If I ever get a flight out of here.
Hey, well...
What? Wait, what?
Why don't you come? I mean, I have 2 tickets. Why not?
Ross, really?
Yeah, it'll be great. I mean, you can lay on the beach and I can cry over my failed marriage. You see how I make jokes?
Uh-huh.
No, really, I mean, God, I could use a friend.
Oh, wow, okay, maybe, yes, I can do that.
Okay, cool.
All right, cool. Oops, okay, we're going to Christmas. Yeah, okay.
I forgot my jacket.
Oh, wait.
Well, you tell him to wait.
Okay.
Well,
Wait.
All right. Emily. Oh, no. Oh, no.
No.
Emily.
Yes, I will have a glass of the Merlot. And he will have a white wine spritzer.
Woo! Oh. Hey, look at that. The airport's moving. Hey, are we moving? Are we moving? Why are we moving? They definitely... does the captain know that we're moving? Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.